Shalom to all. Today we're going to say Kalim Perchaf Hey Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabrin Lubus Chosas Bas Rachol Shish Bezecher Van Joseph Gagon Big Karav Mamish. Are we discussing what has the din of a Chirayim and Taich of a Kli? So Mishnah tells us Kani Kalim, the base of the Kli, the Hagnehem and their lip. This is like the part that goes out from the top of the Kli, protruding outwards. The Hagnehem, literally this means, and their ears. This is the part that comes out the side of the Kli that the handle is attached to. V'yadaisa Kalim and the handle of the Kli, which is attached to the Eizen. So Hamakablim, if this kli that all these things are attached to are mekabel, which means they have a taich, so in regards to all these exterior parts of the kli, again, the base and the lip that protrudes outside of it, and the ear and the handle, shenafal lein mashkin, if liquid touched that part, minagvan, all he has to do is wipe them, vehim tahirim, and they're tahar, that's because they're not considered an essential part of the kli, so they're not metami the kli. Another din, and this is something that we already know, but here it's being spoken out beferish in the Mishnah, ushar kala kelim, she'elah machrayim v'taich, all other kelim, they don't have an official difference between their achirayim and a taich. They're just a one-piece kli. Shenaflu mashkin al miktsasai. If tummy liquid touched even part of it, kulei tummy, the entire thing is tummy. And as we said, we already know this. Similarly, another din that we know, kli shenitma achir b'mashkin, a kli that the outside of it, the achir, became tummy with liquid, achir of tummyin, only the outside is tummy, whereas taichai, v'agnai, v'aznai, v'yadav, tahirin, the inside, the lip, the ear, and the handle are all tahar, whereas nitma taichai, if the inside became tummy with liquid, kulei tummy, the entire thing is tummy. On to Mishnah Zayin, with yet another din regarding this, here we're going to extend it to something we haven't discussed yet. Kala kelim yeshlan achirayim v'toich v'yeshlan beis tzviyah. All kelim have this din of achirayim and toich, and they also have the din of beis tzviyah. The Rav calls it beis tzvita. We've had this earlier in the Masechta as well. This refers to a notch made on the outside of the kli that's meant for putting one's fingers in. It's basically in place of a handle. They just basically put their fingers in this notch, and that holds the kli. So this beis tzviyah actually has a totally separate din than both achirayim and the toich. Namely, if the beis tzviyah became tamei, the achirayim is not tamei, and if the achirayim became tamei, the beis tzviyah is not tamei. It's two separate things. And Reb Tarfon says that not all kelim have this din of a beis tzviyah. La reva gadol shel eitz, only a very large mixing bowl made out of wood, that has this din of a beis tzviyah, that it's totally different than the achirayim. That's because the beis tzviyah is large enough that a person could put their fingers inside and be ensured that they're not going to be touching the achirayim, and vice versa as well, as there's only such a kli. But other kelim, which are smaller, even if they have a beis tzviyah, they have this notch for the fingers, it's not any different than the achirayim of the kli. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says that's not true. L'kaisos, there's even this din of beis tzviyah for something small like a cup. If it has this finger notch for it, that beis tzviyah has a different din than the achirayim. Meir, he further points out that this difference between the beis tzviyah and the achirayim of the kli extends even to the following: l'yudayim hatmeis v'atahiros, in regards to tamei and tahar hands, which means doesn't make a difference if a person's hands are tamei and there's liquid on the outside of the kli, or if his hands are tahar and there's tamei liquid on the outside of the kli. Doesn't make a difference. If he's putting his hand inside the base tzviyah, he wouldn't have to be chashish that he touched the achar of the kli. Memela dinim of the base tzviyah and the achar remain separate. However, Amar Rabbi Yis, he argues, and we're going to see a clarification of this in the next Mishnah, Loi Amar Eliyadam Ataris Bilvad, this din was only said in regards to tahar hands, not tamei hands. We're going to stop for the day, and as we said, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches, explain Shitas Rabbi Yis and on to Mishnah Tes. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.